We choose to please God in all we do, June 23, with a happy Sabbath day of worship and rest. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. Ye shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus 23:3. Whatever of ours God claims from us, he returns again, enriched, transfigured with his own glory. The Sabbath and the family were alike instituted in Eden, and in God's purpose they are indissolubly linked together. On this day, more than on any other, it is possible for us to live the life of Eden. It was God's plan for the members of the family to be associated in work and study, in worship and recreation, the father as priest of his household, and both father and mother as teachers and companions of their children. But the results of sin, having changed the conditions of life, to a great degree prevent this association. Often the father hardly sees the faces of his children throughout the week. He is almost wholly deprived of opportunity for companionship or instruction. But God's love has set a limit to the demands of toil. Over the Sabbath, he places his merciful hand. In his own day, he preserves for the family opportunity for communion with him, with nature, and with one another. Since the Sabbath is the memorial of creative power, it is the day above all others when we should acquaint ourselves with God through his works. Happy the father and mother who can teach their children God's written word with illustrations from the open pages of the book of nature, who can gather under the green trees in the fresh, pure air to study the word and to sing the praise of the Father above. By such associations, parents may bind their children to their hearts and thus to God by ties that can never be broken. The Sabbath should be made so interesting to our families that its weekly return will be hailed with joy.